We're speaking with Andrea Lamb, who is not only a prize winner from the San Antonio International Piano Competition, but coming to play on their piano recital on Groundhog Day, and doing some concerts around that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It's going to be nice to have you back. We know you've been busy not only performing orchestras and recitals and with your wonderful trio, but you're going to be returning here for a piano recital. What's on tap for it?
Well, I'll be playing pieces for the public recital by Mozart and Brahms and Mendelssohn and Nigel Westlake, who's an amazing Australian composer. And then also some concerts around that. There's a private home concert and an outreach concert on the day after with different, completely different programs. So it's a lot of music, but it's all fun. So it should be fun.
I'm sure they'd ask maybe to include some Brahms as the symphony here sort of curating a nice festival around the composer. I know you're planning to play some piano pieces from Opus 118. To me, late Brahms is sort of like wonderful syrup on pancakes. It just seems so not only delicious, but just sometimes a little heavy, but really sweet.
Yes, it's well, the late Brahms pieces have always held a very special place in my life. They're the sort of pieces I feel like you can work on your entire life, and every time you come back to it, it has, you discover something new about it. There's just there's so much depth in the music and so much goodness. Like it's a classic, like the pancakes with syrup. But it's amazing to come to these pieces that are quite small in length, and it's just for the piano, and just to see how much intensity and intimacy and thought and how wonderfully created these gems are. So it's a pleasure to be part of the Brahms Festival, and it's a lot of variety of music, so it should be good.
I know a composer people absolutely enjoy, and I think musicians, as you know, when I play a Mozart violin piece, I know he had such great insight to the violin. It was just awesome. And I imagine as a pianist, he was so, you know, had such great ability that we definitely see that in the concertos. Sometimes I think the sonatas, he maybe thought for students or I don't know. I mix sometimes, but this is a brilliant one, I think, in B-flat major.
It is, and it's funny that you mentioned the concerto, because this one has very concerto-like elements. In the last movement, there's a written in cadenza, and it sets it up as it would in a concerto, and it's in a rondo form as the last movement of a concerto would be. So it's kind of fun to be able to play the orchestra part and the solo part in a sonata. It's one of those really creative, brilliant things that Mozart did. But yeah, it's, you know, as a pianist, we are so spoiled for repertoire. I mean, it's just, there's just so much, and there's so much variety, just going from Mozart to Beethoven to modern music, and it's pretty amazing how much we're spoiled for choice and in music in general, and especially as a pianist, I find that.
Everyone loves the piano, and I know Mendelssohn had these great pieces that he would call songs without words, which I think are so incredibly creative. And to even older Mendelssohn, I still find this great youth, something like these, even though he calls these serious variations, I still find so much energy in this piece.
There is. Mendelssohn, for me, things seem to come so easily to him in music. He was a prodigy along the lines of Mozart, and you can hear it in his compositions. It's so facile. There's such joy and there's such perfection in the best way. It just seems like music just came from him in a very organic way. And just a very easy, very virtuosic and easy way. So I feel like that's never far from the surface. And with this piece, like you say, even though it's a serious variations, and I think, you know, you can hear the influence of Bach in the piece, and it is, you know, it's a minor theme. But there's this wonderful energy and innovation in how he varies the textures and There is a liveliness about it all. And it's very virtuosic too. So it is, although named Sirius, it's serious in many different ways and very energetic. You're right.
Well, tell us a little bit about Nigel Westlake, because he's someone whose name I've heard, but I actually don't know his music.
Nigel Westlake is he's a wonderful Australian composer, and one of the things I love playing modern music, and I think it's really important to try and incorporate as much of it into standard repertoire as possible, just because there's so much out there, and especially as an Australian, I love being able to bring Australian works outside of Australia. So Nigel he's done a lot of classical composing. He wrote the score for Babe and for Miss Potter, and his music is very colorful. I really love his harmonic language, and he incorporates a lot of rhythm in his music as well, which is, you can hear both of those elements in this piece. Which starts off with a very atmospheric, improvisatory, 2 or 3 minute sort of, it's very ruminative and just colorful. And then the rhythm starts in the upper register and then sort of pulsates throughout, and then it all crashes to a huge ending. So it's very organically growing from a very small cell into using all of the pianos, so it's really fun.
Well, we're looking forward to welcoming you back to San Antonio, and we'll see you on the 2nd.
Thank you, John. Looking forward to it.